To another edition of Who's the Wizard.
Hello everyone, another one, yet another.
I know, I'm getting shocked. Look at this, three in a row.
It's the hat trick of terrible podcasts.
Exactly, we've peaked. This is the most we've ever done. It's insane. There's no going back. That first track was Darling by, I don't actually know who it's by, because as you've just explained to me, you kind of ruined them.
I mean, no one really knows what they were called. That's a song off of a demo. Years ago, I reckon at least 10, 12 years ago, this band were around, and they were called the Xerox Teens. And then because of the popular facsimile machine makers...
They stole everyone's band name.
Well, they took beef. They thought that people might see this band called the Xerox Scenes and assume that they photocopied things and were young. So they asked them legally to change their name, and they changed it to the XX Teens, but they weren't happy with that. And I remember we interviewed them at a festival once. It was probably Leeds or Reading or something. Download. So it won't be Download for this band, but... and me and my mate Hugh, who runs Thrash Hits, anyone go check out thrashhits.com. Well, we've also got this thing we do called Call Your Band, where we just shout out terrible band names at people until they get angry and walk away.
Yeah.
We did it to this band because they were trying to think of new names. So we were like, call your band Trout Fountain. Call your band David Blunkett's Fashion Blog. Call your band Goon Island. And they really liked Goon Island. I think they might have changed their name to that, or they called their album Goon Island or something. I'll have to look them up. It's like I said, it's like 12 years ago. But
oh, awesome.
Yeah, so there you go. The XX stroke Xerox team stroke
Goon Island.
Yeah.
Stroke Trout Fountain.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone noticed in that song, there was a terrifying yet accurate prophecy where he just shouts, the Chinese are coming. Well, 12 years ago, he's right.
Yeah, he's pretty well, to be fair.
Yeah.
He's hardly Nostradamus.
He's like an indie Nostradamus. Predicted that.
He could have just shouted anything.
Because all the other lyrics in that song are really weird. It talks about meeting a girl who takes her own feather tuna.
Maybe that happened.
Maybe
he'd read his own future.
Bizarre.
Maybe he doesn't like tuna. Maybe he's...
So he false feeds it to women and then shouts the Chinese are coming in their faces.
Yeah.
Well, maybe takes all sorts.
Weird sex act.
The Chinese!
And then he just smokes it.
Starts coming. That's what he's nicknamed his penis, the Chinese. Because of the racial eye stereotype.
That's nicely done. That didn't
Oh, even... really? If anyone from the XX Teens, Xerox Teens are listening...
Or Goon Island.
Yeah, get in touch. We want to know what happened to you.
Yeah, where did it all go wrong?
Any more prophecies?
Was it after a brief interview at a festival, by any chance?
Yeah, we're two terrible men.
Or was that a different festival?
But I reckon if anyone's in any bands, they should give us a shout. We'll try and play their stuff, not just bands I've already met.
Or if you're thinking of if you're trying to rename it, just get in touch. Yeah, get in touch on either at Who's the Wizard on Twitter.
Yep.
Or you can get in touch from our Facebook page, which is oddly enough, Who's the Wizard. Imagine that.
They could write you a letter. I've been writing your address around different various places around town.
It's good. I've been doing the same to yours as well.
Brilliant.
I know. Just random, like dog shelters and stuff like that. Just, you know, have any spare ones to send in this way.
Well, you know, get people involved.
Get some parts in.
Yeah. All these nerds with the internet.
Yeah. Send us a postcard. Lockkeeper's Cottages, SE12.
It's easy to text us. You just have to befriend me or Colin. Get our phone numbers.
Yeah, you just have to track us down, befriend us, get my phone number.
There's many ways you can get in touch.
Yeah, you could move in next door.
Write a letter on a rock and throw it at us.
That's true. Maybe that's what all those people were doing, throwing rocks at me.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. Shit. I was just running away. That's feeling, I feel rude now. Anyway, our first set of tracks that's going to come out now, we got The Sonics and Cinderella.
I want to be her. alone. Hold tight, we don't stop tonight.
Was a bit of cock rocking with Jackson Firebird.
Wow.
Who's an Australian.
An Australian, yeah. Not an Australian.
He's an Australian.
I wasn't sure if he was used to be an Australian and then he's not an Australian.
He's from New Zealand, though.
Oh, shit. I thought he just handed his passport in one day and I don't want to be an Australian anymore.
Probably. I mean, don't they operate like a one-in-one-out system? That's why there's so many go
He never left Australia. He just handed his...
Can you do that? I've had enough, mate.
Yeah, I just don't want to do it. It's too much pressure. I just want to go and have a cup of tea.
I just want to play some badass rock and roll.
Exactly. Well, maybe he wanted, you know, maybe he was handed it because he wanted to change his name.
What would you change your name to? Have you got a pimp name? Or a pseudonym?
I've already got a pseudonym.
What's your pseudonym?
My pseudonym is Jeffrey Goins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But what? No, Goins is from something, though, isn't it?
Jeffrey Goins is Brad Pitt's character from the 12 Monkeys.
Monkeys, yeah.
But the story behind it was it's gone. It's past the statute of limitations, so I can tell the story now. I used to rent a flat in Nottingham for a friend of mine under the name Jeffrey Goins because he really liked the flat, but he couldn't get it because the landlord knew him. So I went in, it was a private landlord, and pretended to be this guy, Jeffrey Goins.
Oh, genius.
So he got a job at a friend of ours. He used to build speakers into cars and shit like that. So we got him a job there. He got a letter of referral. I got the flat. My mate lived in it.
That's
brilliant. And I just have to be there occasionally if the landlord ever popped around.
That's awesome, man.
He lived there for 2 years.
It was genius.
Like
some kind of Kaiser Sose. I like that.
It was quite nice. I actually have an active pseudonym.
Brilliant. A nom de plume.
A nom de plume. Almost as good, though. There is a woman in Colombia, as I was reading it today. She wants to change her name. Her name is currently, I think it's was it Ladybird?
Lady Zunga Cyborg.
Lady Zunga Cyborg, which is by which is a fantastic name as it stands. But she's a teacher.
It's not as good as what she changed it to.
But she is now arguing to change her name to A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U X W X Y Z.
And just to point out, those are separate names. She's gone for four names.
Yeah, no, it's nice.
So A B C D E F G H is the first name.
Oh, right. Oh, so she. Oh, she doesn't want to go. Oh, I'd have.
Oh no, she's not an idiot. She's spread them out.
Nah, I'd have mixed it up.
So you'd introduce yourself to people as, hello, I'm ABCDFGHJKLMNOPQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUV.
Yeah, because it wouldn't get really... Because no one would ask you who your name was.
How'd you spell that? ABCDFGHJKLMNOPQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRSTUVQRST That's her surname.
Talking in tongues. Just makes me laugh that she's a teacher, so she could technically get away with it as a teaching tool. I'm hoping that's her argument.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I thought she was just mental because of what she called herself previously.
Maybe she just got sick and tired of writing the alphabet on the board and then writing her name. So she just, I'll skip out the middle, man. I'll just name myself the alphabet. Everybody wins.
But I'd like a cyborg teacher. It'd be better than just having, like, random letters of the alphabet as a teacher.
What a teacher that could possibly one day become, well, it's already self-aware because half of it's human. But the rest of it, like the AI part, comes aware and takes over and starts killing people randomly.
Yeah, I'd prefer that.
What, on the off chance that you might get detention, you'd rather the teacher might snap and snap me in two like a dry twig?
Yeah.
Well, you know, breaks the day up at least. Makes things a bit interesting. But if you were going to have a pseudonym, what would your pseudonym be?
Oh, God,
if you were
going to
change
good.
Your name.
Well, no, I'd like to have like a pimp name, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't put much thought into it.
Would you if you had to have a pimp name, then would you not need to develop like an
a
actual
persona?
Wardrobe and a persona?
I've got a persona.
Yeah?
That's already down. No, because when I was a pimp...
Oh, fair enough, I didn't realise.
Just went under my normal name when I was a pimp.
Yeah.
But Pimp Ben isn't very good.
No,
I need to be like Quincy Slickback or something like that.
I think you're falling back as well. If you have the name Pimp in your title, it kind of gives the game away.
Nah, I'm a pimp called Ben, Mitch. I'm spending more on bail money than I'm making in tail money. You did? Can't go back to them days.
But back in 70s Detroit.
Yeah, when I was a black man.
Oh, it all makes sense. I remember those days like they were yesterday. Alright. Well, I've literally ran out of steam on that subject, unfortunately.
I'm going to ask you an emergency question then.
Oh, shit, then. Go on.
What's the difference between mist and fog? It's all just wet air, isn't it? Like, do you ever look out the window and go, oh, it's misty out, someone goes, no, it's fog. I can't tell the difference.
Doesn't one come in from the water and one come in from the land? Isn't mist?
Yeah, but you don't know that when you're looking out the window. You'd have to be sat in a very specific place to notice which direction fog or mist was rolling in from.
Is it just because one was made into a film by John Carpenter and that's why it exists there?
Ah, that's the good one then.
Yeah, that's the only reason we have fog. Is because John Carpenter made it in a film and now it's just everywhere.
So is all fog occupied by haunted pirates?
Yes.
Ghost pirates.
Yes, especially so if you live next to a lighthouse.
Well, don't live next to a lighthouse.
It's very true.
That's what I'd say to that.
Well, if you live next to a lighthouse as well, your chances are you're near the ocean and you're probably going to drown anyway.
Wait, so does mist come in from the ocean or out towards the ocean?
I don't know, but what happens if mist and fog ever met?
Oh my God.
Would it like untwist the bounds of human science?
Can they even combine to make...
fist?
Yakult? How do you make Yakult? I've got no idea. No
one knows. Yakult was made in the lab by the CIA.
What happens when you mist mixed and fog?
I thought it became fist.
Fist!
Or Mog.
Better names.
And it's like cats. Just like a big load of smoky cats. Going
flying towards your face and punching you.
Yeah. With their fists. That are made of fisty Mog. Don't know anymore.
This is going well.
Exactly. I like these emergency questions. They actually come in handy.
Have you ever shit yourself in public?
No.
Good.
I'm a very careful man.
Never even had a little drunken accident at a bus stop or anything?
No.
No, nor have I. Good.
No, I feel quite good about myself now, actually. No one's ever asked me that. And now I've realised that I've achieved something in my life.
Yeah, me too.
You can tell by the look on your face, that's a lie. Okay, we're swiftly along.
Oh, this is a good one. I thought this one up today, actually, weirdly. Which conspiracy theory is definitely 100% true?
Oh,
definitely.
The lizards one.
The David Icke theory that
everyone's
a lizard.
just stupidly insane that it has to be true. And I'll be really disappointed if one day someone doesn't kill, like, one of these people, supposed lizard people, and they're not actually lizard people. Or if they're just, like, a couple of squirrels.
Just stacked up together in disguise.
Yeah, well, yeah. Lizards, squirrels, basically the same thing.
Have you seen The Undateables on Channel 4?
I have not. I don't watch television.
It's a really good show. It's really sweet. It's about people with disabilities and mental illnesses and stuff finding love, and they go on dates and they set them up and stuff.
Yeah.
There was this one girl with Tourette's, and Tourette's is quite a funny thing anyway to have. But she was sitting in a park waiting for this girl, and she was really nervous, and she just started slagging off a squirrel. Like, the squirrel sat there on a bin looking around. She's like, fuck you, squirrel. Your mum's a fucking squirrel. Fuck off.
That's the best insult in the world. Your mum's a squirrel. She's very correct. His mum is actually
a
squirrel.
It's not even an insult. It's just shouting a fact at it.
It'd be more impressive if the squirrel turned around and went, yes, you're quite correct. My mum is a squirrel. Well done.
And there was another guy on there that was actually slightly terrifying. He asked the girl, was like, so are we going out now? And she said no. He was like, right, plenty more fish in the sea then, for me! And then walked away.
Was he a fisherman?
He was terrifying. I don't know what he does.
I'd change my locks and change my name. And
yeah, he scared me.
I'd move to Columbia Bogota with that teacher woman.
Cyborg ABC.
Lady ABC.
The teacher. What did she teach, by the way? The alphabet.
I'm hoping English. I'm hoping. If she teaches mathematics, she's got it all the wrong way around. Right, we're going to take you into our next track now, which is the Francines with Wish.
She said she got a ticket to the next round. She got time and you know she got a hang. She got a baby.
That was Faintest Idea with Bull in a China Shop. I only found out that track today. I really liked it.
I like it as well. I do. Don't know why you're laughing. It was good. I liked the Francines before that. It was good.
Exactly. Well, again, I think they're all off the same record label. It was off one of their samplers. I will have a link to that in the description because I can't quite remember who it was because I forgot to write it down in front of me because I'm an idiot.
But luckily, we're that professional. We'll just put it all in there and then it looks like we know what we're doing.
Exactly. And no one will ever know because no one ever listens to this part anyway.
No.
They probably just skip past
this. I don't
see
they even read it on the internet, do they?
Nah, probably not even not.
No.
You can't. Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they do they translate it all out and read it for their friends.
Well, apparently 80 different people are listening to this. Maybe not right now at this point.
Yeah, which is slightly worrying.
Worry? I only know 4 people. You're one of them.
I know. Well, I only know 2 people, and I'm one of them. You're the other one, so I'm fucked.
Weird.
I don't know. It terrifies me slightly. But I'm sure most of them don't really listen to the talky bits. They just skip ahead to the music. So we can basically see what we like here.
I imagine they only listen to the talky bits and skip the music.
Oh, that's quite a nice idea, but... No, that's even slightly
that's
more
not how it's happening. I'm just quite arrogant.
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe they all sit around, discuss us like in book groups.
Have you read any good books?
I have, actually.
Have you read The Haunted Vagina?
I have. And if no one's aware, there is a series of books by an author called Carlton Merrick III, which are by far some of the best book titles in the world. But The Haunted Vagina is... It's a classic. Basically, a young man starts going out with a girl who believes herself to be a demon.
Yeah, obviously.
It happens all the time, yeah. You know. Well, the first night that they're having sex, something weird starts happening, and demons from the underworld start coming out of a vagine.
Right. A vagine?
A vagine.
Isn't that common?
Sorry?
Doesn't that usually happen?
Apparently not, no. So he decides to investigate. So he climbs in. As you do.
Wow. And they were having sex and he could still manage to climb in.
It gets worse. And then basically he ends up in some kind of weird, dark fantasy realm bollocks. And he ends up falling in love with a woman who lives inside this woman's vagina.
Yeah.
Who happens to be a dark wizard, or is it dark witch, we'll say.
Yeah.
An evil witch, basically. Or wizardess. One of the two.
Yeah.
She wears a lot of hats, anyway. But she lives in there. And pretty much that's where the story starts to tail off, because I stopped reading after that point, because I thought, this is getting very fucking silly.
Sounds like Alice in Wonderland, but in a vagina.
Basically, yeah, there was no rabbits, though. Or cards. Maybe.
You don't go down the rabbit hole. You go down... I'm not going to say it.
No, I saw what you did there, though. Yeah. It was very clever. But this guy has written some other great titles, such as The Morbidly Obese Ninja, which is by far the greatest book title. I don't even know what the book's about, and I don't care, because it's got the best title in the world.
I want to read Ask Goblins of Auschwitz.
That one drew some questions. I'm trying. What was it? Jesus Baby Butt Plug as well?
Cuddly Holocaust.
Which, again, raises a lot of questions. I'm pretty sure there's another one in there.
There's he's got one called Ape Shit, just simply Ape Shit.
And that's all it is. Probably just a story of a shit that came from an ape.
Knocked Up Satan's Daughter. These all sound like good books.
Well, they're all classic Sunday reads that you could sit down with the kids.
Yeah.
You
know, probably make a bedtime pop-up reading.
Pop-up versions. Like with the little pull-out tabs.
Yeah.
You know. With the little scrolly wheels on the side. It's all good fun.
Erotic fiction for kids.
Anything that could be turned into a pop-up book gets my vote.
Like 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, and that's Twilight fanfiction, so no.
Yeah. It is. Literally is, isn't it? That's actually got a contract.
Literally how it started life, which terrifies me that someone could just write that shit online and then become a millionaire.
Well, I'm hoping that for people listening to this that don't know me or Colin or what we do for a living, we work with a woman that has penned some erotic...
This is very true.
Was it just an erotic thriller?
It was just like an erotic crime thriller.
Sex books, basically. Basically, yeah. Some sex books.
Soft porn.
Yeah.
Soft porn for housewives.
Well, I'm hoping they get made into films, because a lot of people we work with, names have been mentioned, which is weird enough. But
that's
to actually see some dirty sex kind of going on.
We have to cast ourselves.
Yeah. Imagine. Oh, God, we're not in it, are we?
Well, I assume so. We're quite pivotal roles.
I'm not sure I want to be in it. I've read a bit, it was terrible.
I literally read the back cover, that's as far as I got before.
No, I downloaded a free sample chapter from Amazon. and it was one of the worst things I've ever read.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I need to. Oh, no, I think I need to read it.
There was a bit where it's trying to get all sexy, and she's talking about the woman's lips, and this guy's looking at her lips, like her lips, her red lips. The lips that gave a really adequate business proposal earlier on that day. The lips that were eating a sausage sandwich. And stuff like that. And it's just really unsexy descriptions of things.
Oh, this has to be made into a film. It'd
yeah,
be amazing.
It'd be brilliant.
Along the lines of Garth Marenghi, though. I'm
yeah,
thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Completely spoofed, tongue-in-cheek shit.
Gotcha.
Because that's her writing style.
Well, it kind of fits. It writes itself, basically. She doesn't know she's written the best comedy in the world. She just happens to have. Like all good comedy writers.
Like R. Kelly, in a way.
Well, yeah.
Who I can't work out. I don't think he is a comedy genius. I'm pretty sure he's not. I think he's the kind of guy that pisses on kids.
Yeah, he's just mental.
But Trapped in the Closet is the best thing I've ever seen ever.
Yes, it is pure comedy gold.
Yeah, I mean, there's a line in it where he says, "I hope a pigeon flies in here and shits on your face."
That is up there with insults along the lines of, "Your mum's a squirrel."
Your mum's a squirrel. And, no, but what's even better is, though, R. Kelly sings it. "I hope a pigeon flies in here and takes a shit on your face."
It is better when you sing your insults.
Woo! Does a frozen a woo at the end.
Yeah, possibly with a long swoopy coat and does a big swish at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're called a swish, I assume. Well, yeah, it looks good. Woo. Like a Zorro-style move. But with R. Kelly singing at you.
Is 15 too young to piss on someone, do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because I think I knew at the age of 15. I know, but that's what I'm saying. Because I knew at the age of 15 if I wanted to be pissed on or not. It's not like I'd never...
Someone had sat down and had a conversation.
Yeah, because I could understand if you were R. Kelly and said to a 15-year-old girl, do you want to have sex? You might be like, oh, I don't really want to have sex, but it's R. Kelly, whatever. Someone come up to me and said, do you want me to piss on you? I reckon at the age of 15, I'd be like, nah.
I'm all right, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I quite like R. Kelly. Ignition's a good song, and I like Trapped in the Closet,
yeah, but it's not
I'm
enough.
I'm all right, thanks.
I don't think there's any band that could ever walk out. I don't care who they are.
I don't think I'd even let Bowie piss on me.
I wouldn't even let Lou Reed near me. I wouldn't even let him take it out.
I'd let Kurt Russell wipe a bogey on me.
That's an example. That's Kurt Russell. That's a different genre. That's film.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
That's, we're talking a whole different ballpark there. It's a whole different set of rules.
That's good to know. So, right, I'm not in the wrong. R. Kelly is. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah,
right.
R. Kelly is very much in the wrong.
Good. Well, he's Pink Grease with Fever.
Sweet.
Shut up. Yeah. Come on. We'll be right back.
again. That was Wedge with The Fight. And yeah.
That's a good track. I like that. Again, I found that one this week. It's out now in stores, I believe. It's available.
Woolworths.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go down, buy it. 99p singles.
Yeah, but yeah. Actually, no, it's an EP, but yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's a good EP. Yeah. It's one of those ones.
I was travelling back in time then to when I was a youngin.
And you just used to go through the pound bin.
Exactly.
The discount bin.
Yeah, yeah, you just find all sorts. What was it? I mean, that's where I discovered the band Gay Dad.
Ooh, from Earth with Love. Or
there
something.
You go. You
I remember that. See, that's my time period.
No, you see, Jesus Christ, great track off the first album, the only album.
Yeah.
In fact, they basically disappeared after that.
I remember buying PJ and Duncan's You Crazy Cats in a in a bargain bucket in Woolworths in Bermondsey.
I've still got 7-inch of, what was the, Two Steps Forward, One Step Back.
We go together because opposites attract.
It's back at my dad's house. I've still got the...
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I can't remember that. It was a little crazy cartoon wolf that intrigued me. I was young at the time. I didn't know any better. You put a cartoon on something, I'd buy it. Doesn't matter what it was.
I think it wasn't... It should have been a cat. Wasn't that like... Because he was a wolf, yeah. Or a dog.
Yeah, he was a wolf. He was basically a wolf in like 1920s kind of...
Yeah, that's right.
A suit. A zoot suit is the
word. A zoot suit.
That's the word I was looking for.
But I swear there's a lyric in there somewhere that says something about because you're a cat. Or maybe not.
Maybe there is. I'd never really went over the lyrics, to be fair. I was only young.
I overcomplicate things like this, don't I?
You're just pouring over the lyrics going, but it's wrong. He's a wolf, not a cat. You've got this all wrong. Jesus Christ. I've lost all interest in the storyline of the song now.
Given up on this noise. You can't even identify basic household pets.
Well, speaking of identifying things, this is an amazing link. Personally, I'm quite proud of this one. A woman the other day in Asda bought a bag of frozen spinach. Why you buy a bag of frozen spinach, I don't know. But
so
see,
you
this...
have the spinach ready the second you need it, constantly. I mean, you're not the same. You have to wait for it to defrost and stuff. But
no one ever needs spinach
that
quickly.
You're that desperate for spinach.
No one's ever had that. But he always had a tin of it on him.
Yeah, well,
he didn't have a bag of frozen spinach because that would be pointless in a fight.
But say he come home one day and he run out of tins, then what do you do then? You have to go to the shops, but then the
and
shops
just
are closed.
Buy tinned.
Yeah, no, it's a better system, actually.
Makes sense.
Maybe...
If he chucked in frozen blocks of it, he'd have to wait, like...
What if it was a really hot day and he wanted, like, a lovely little spinach lolly?
Or, yeah, like, he'd make his own little mojitos, but with spinach.
Yeah.
Instead of mint, which would just be weird.
Yeah, fuck a gun.
That's why he always makes that noise, because he's eating spinach all the time. Like, yeah, Jesus Christ. Why am I eating this shit? But anyway, we digress.
So always. We always digress.
Basically, this woman was going through her bag of lovely frozen spinach, going, "Oh, this is going to be lovely. I'm going to cook this up, and I'm not going to throw it away, obviously." But she found, instead of frozen spinach, what did she find?
Broccoli.
No, close.
Rat's head?
Spot on. Very similar in consistency and size to broccoli. But it was actually a frozen rat's head.
But looking at the picture, it looks like it's the bottom half of a rat's head, and they've actually chopped off the eyes.
Yeah, by the look of it, they've basically... It's just the top half, or the bottom half of the rat's head.
Which isn't the conventional way to chop off a head. Most people go neck down,
yeah,
not eyes across.
Maybe it was like... They made it personal with this rat. Like he'd wronged one of the factory workers somehow.
I think it's a mafia assassination.
They've sent her...
You sleep with a spinach.
They've sent her... Oh, they're trying to warn this woman, like they know what frozen spinach is.
Rat in there, yeah.
Yeah. Like instead of leaving the horse's head or the dead canary or the fish that they used to send, they'd now send frozen rat's heads.
The canal mafia.
They terrorise the waterways.
Rats and eels. That's all they got.
Just throwing them at people.
Yeah, no one's whipping people with eels.
Well, they're not really, because they've got to go at 4 mile an hour on their little canal boats. So people just walk off.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucking mental. Just chasing me with an eel. Not even chasing me. Just standing on a boat waving an eel at
waving it around, getting himself electrocuted.
They really need to rethink their strategy. Oh, man. Plus, they're never going to impress any women like that.
How do you impress women? What's your technique?
I don't
meet a woman by the canal.
I generally don't have a technique. I just never leave the house. So that's my technique. That's how I impress them, by never meeting them. It's easier and safer. For everyone involved.
They're more impressed when they actually meet you.
Exactly. That way they're really impressed. Although, I was reading a story today, which really impressed me, about a man's prowess with Finding a Bride, which this kind of, if I ever had to do it, this is probably how I'd do it.
Go on then.
A man in China was arrested recently because he was sick and tired of his parents nagging him to get a wife and settle down. So he kidnapped a young woman and made her pretend to be his bride.
Fair enough.
Which, it was all going well until, you know, she had to speak and she went, help, 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 this man kidnapped me, he's insane.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did he coerce her into it? Just, I won't kill you if you pretend.
And I think she kind of agreed to that to the point where she was allowed to speak and then went, this fucking guy's a mentalist.
And then he killed her.
No, and then he was captured by the police, unfortunately. I think his parents probably handed him in when he's a bit weird.
Well done, his parents. I mean, there's probably a reason why he was 52 and still single.
Well, yeah, maybe. That and, you know, I don't know, maybe he had, well, maybe it's hope for me yet.
You could kidnap a woman, Colin, and she'd barely complain.
To be fair, yeah, I mean, all I do is sit around and watch films all day, so, you know, anyone who's like that.
Likes that.
Then they'd be well in.
I'd love that.
This isn't like kidnapping. This is kind of like a little holiday.
Yeah, just laying on a sofa watching some films.
Yeah, and I'm not a very violent person either, so if they wanted to leave, I'd be like, oh, all right then, if you have to.
Be like that episode of EastEnders where I've only seen EastEnders once in about the last 20 years because I grew up learning to hate it.
I thought you people were raised on it.
Oh, I live it, mate. I don't need to watch it. I'm essentially Doc Cotton. I will be in about 10 years.
That's amazing.
But there was one storyline. I remember watching it and a priest kidnapped his wife and she was locked in a basement and that's all you could tell. And then one day she like broke out. No, she didn't break out. What happened was, eventually, she decided, after about 2 months of being missing, she decided to try and break out, walked up to the door, it was open, he didn't even lock it. And then, to make it worse, it's not even like he took her, like, to Yorkshire or somewhere, she was next door to her house.
What the fuck?
He kidnapped her by taking her next door and not locking her in a basement.
And she
was there for, like, months.
She never once bothered to try.
She never yelled for help, never tried the door. She didn't look out the window. It's like, oh, that's my bus stop.
How does this thing win awards?
And I stopped watching it then. That was the point. I tried to get back into it because I thought priest kidnapping a woman, that might be quite funny. I watched that. Not funny.
But, you know, it could go a dark route somehow.
No, it's terrible. Maybe
stop finding
even
bits
more
of her in the market.
Yeah, use her blood in a font or something.
Yeah, maybe, you know. This is the blood of the woman next door.
Yeah, but no, didn't even block the door.
He's either really inept, or I can't believe it. I can't be angry at either one of them, because he's really stupid, and she's even more stupid.
Well, if I was him, I'd have played it down the angle of, I didn't kidnap her, I just showed her a basement, and she decided not to leave.
Yeah, if anything, she was swatting in my house.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Swatting? I mean squatting.
No, there were lots of flies. There were lots of flies down. She had to shit in a corner.
All right. I thought she was pretending to be police.
Hey.
You see, both people I'd have fuck it, who cares? Here's Roughneck Riots with England's Desperate Liars.
We'll be right back.
of the past, just trying to justify the way you feel. Not looking for the facts, trying to find your way out. Things bent and broken, dig until your hands start to bleed. And buried by the truth, you were dark, crushed by your doubt. History repeats itself today.